Ah, yeah, it's a good budget. Granted, people had only got to be asking questions as to why it took a 17-hour meeting to eventually pass the budget for the county. But at the end of the day, all the services are protected on the ground as regards what the Donegal County Council provide across its various directorates. And there's an extra 1.1 million in the roads department year on year. That's good for the county. There's no increase in commercial rates. That's good for the county. There's no increase on the charge to the tenants of local authority housing. That's good for the county. There's no increase in commercial water rates. That's good for the county. And as I say, we've actually, by staying through the night, have achieved another 30,000 from 225,000 to 255,000 for the housing maintenance programme, which was a bone of contention between the 19th of December and today. So overall, I think the cross-party agreement between Fine Gael, Labour, Fianna Fáil and the four independents that supported the budget at 5:30 in the morning, has to be applauded in the fact that common sense prevailed. And as I said, it would have been a fierce pity if madness had have taken over and someone would have, as was quite close to happening, which would have seen the council fall and, a department from government coming in running the council. There's a lot of good things happening in Donegal County Council. It's often overlooked, and I think the work that's been done as regards collection, the increase in collection, there's been a good Christmas for retail and for service sector in the county, and I think things can improve. And I think, if you look at one of our departments in the county council, is community and enterprise, and you see, like in the south of the county, 8 million going into the Petticoat Tully Common project, you see the Strabane Rivers project, you go up and you see the Inch Levels project in Inishowen, you see the Sleeve League project. There's so much there. We need money to fund these, what the government put up. We need to be able to put up money to part fund it. And if the council had a fall on that, part funding wouldn't have been there tomorrow, and there would have been a lot more going. So I think overall, it's a good budget. And as I say, I commend the management, and I commend all the councillors that took an active role to securing a deal, even if it was in the early hours of the morning. And, as I said in there, I think that the many, many former councillors over the last 40, 50 years, they wouldn't have liked to seen Donegal County Council come to an abrupt end 14, 18 months out from local elections. So at the end of the day, as I say, Fine Gael, we put out our stall on the 19th. We come back in, we put out our proposals again today and again in the early hours of the morning, and we found agreement with Fianna Fáil, Labour and four independents, and we're happy with that, in the fact that there was a unanimous decision to pass the budget, and that's democracy, and it eventually prevailed, and that's why we're here, to carry out what we were elected to do, and that's what we've done.
As you mentioned there, and it must be highlighted, make no qualms about it, this council almost folded here in this meeting.
Oh yeah, like there was a moment of madness around midnight where, one of the members of the council, basically wasn't mincing his words in the fact that he was seeking going closely to resolving to put it to a vote to either to accept or reject the draft budget book that was put forward by the management pre-Christmas. And if that motion had fallen, if it had been taken in that context, which it nearly was, to be fair, well, it would have seen an end to Donegal County Council. And, 4 or 5 hours later, we were able to strike a rate. And as I say, we were able to actually get an increase for things like the maintenance of local authority housing. We were able to ensure that there's an acceleration in the repair of local authority housing. And that has been the theme of the budget, has been local authority housing, and the fact that there's no increase in commercial rates, water, and that there's increased funding. We were here 12 months ago while there was a debate, and roads was the theme of the budget, and seeking an extra 600,000. We got a further 600,000 this year, plus 500,000 public lighting, and if you look at other local authorities across the country, particularly if you look to the west over to Sligo and see the state they're in, Donegal County Council in a very good position. And hats off to the county manager, Seamus Neely, to Gary Martin and his finance team, and to all the directorates and to all the staff on the ground. They do a very, very good job, and sometimes in what are difficult conditions. And, onwards and upwards. And as I say, 2013 could be a good year for the county. And, tonight what we've done is to ensure that Donegal County Council has survived, but we've done it in a good way, and we've done it in a sensible way. Even if it did take that bit longer, that be there, that's well and good. It took the time to tease it out. And in fairness, of the members that showed up today, of the 25 or 26 members of the 29 body of the council, they stayed the whole way till the end, and that was very important, and that says a lot about the local authority members also.